Each year, the state conducts sting operations to gauge youth tobacco sales. Buyers under age 18 try to purchase cigarettes or snuff while accompanied by an adult. The retail outlets are randomly chosen by the UW Survey Center, which partners with the State Department of Health and Family Services. Department spokesperson Jim Malone says the rate of illegal tobacco sales to minors was less than 8%.
The standard is 20% is the ceiling that we have to come under, and we've been successful at that for the past 3 years. So we've managed to turn the corner.
The state could lose up to $10 million in federal substance abuse grants if one in five minors buy tobacco illegally during random checks. The state surpassed that rate 4 years ago. Since then, sales to minors have dramatically declined at brick-and-mortar stores. As for internet sales, new rules require online tobacco companies verify a customer's age. So must delivery workers. Because teens tend to be price-sensitive, a steep cigarette tax can also limit sales. So far, lawmakers have refused to pass a proposed dollar increase in the cigarette tax. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.